Part B. Do you have any comments or questions about the lecture? How about you, Vincent?
I now have a better understanding of our general attitude towards AI making moral decisions, Professor. Do you think people might not like AI decisions just because machines make them without effort?
What do you mean by without effort, Vincent?
It's most likely that machines would reach the same conclusion as humans do if they are correctly programmed. But as you said in your lecture, people may react differently to the same decision depending on whether humans or computers made it. I mean, when someone makes a tough decision, we imagine they have struggled. However, we can't see any pain or suffering in computers. They make decisions instantly. I think people unconsciously want AI machines to make tough judgments as a result of a difficult process.
That's a good point. When it comes to a moral issue, there is no perfect answer or absolute consensus. Just knowing the final judgment might not satisfy us. We want to know how others have reached a particular conclusion from an emotional point of view to feel justified about our ideas. Likewise, we may expect machines to show their thinking processes and understand our moral dilemma.
I see. People are not satisfied with logical outcomes alone.
I believe so. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Mariah.
I understand how difficult moral decisions can be. However, I feel we should go further than just pointing out the difficulty. As far as self-driving cars are concerned, we will, sooner or later, have to decide which lives to prioritize in a car crash, those of the passengers or the pedestrians, even though we don't have a perfect answer. Self-driving cars will definitely be involved in far fewer accidents than human-driven vehicles. It would make no sense to put off introducing them until a consensus is reached. I'm afraid that psychological studies, including the footbridge dilemma, deal only with hypothetical, unrealistic situations. Are there any more practical studies?
Then let's talk about an international survey conducted several years ago on who to save and who to sacrifice in self-driving car accidents. It revealed some broad global preferences. No matter the age, gender, or country of residence, most people spared humans over pets and groups of people over individuals.
That makes sense.
But the agreement ends here. The authors found that North American and European people tended to want to save the lives of younger people than Asians.
I've heard Confucianism teaches people to respect the elderly.
Right. Also, they found that in countries with strong government institutions, such as Japan, people often chose to hit people who ignored traffic rules, for example, crossing the road illegally. In addition, people in countries such as Finland, which have a relatively small gap between the rich and the poor, showed little preference for saving an executive over a homeless person. But people in countries with a significant economic gap tended to choose to save a higher status person.
Different people think differently. It would be difficult to make global rules for self-driving cars.
Probably. But it's worth starting public discussions now to come to some agreements.